6-1, reporting in service, starting mileage 7395, 7395, officers Perkins and Walter.
Control 1-10-4, mileage 7395, 6:08 p.m., unit 5-6 in service, on the night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. Tonight, you're riding in Detective Unit 5-6, just reporting in service on the night watch. While you're with us, bear one thing in mind. The people we'll meet are not actors, because I'm recording this as it happens. You see, this
Unit 5-6, come in.
5-6, go ahead.
Control 1 to 5-6, assist Unit 5-0 on a burglary investigation at 1923 Ramona. 1923 Ramona.
5-6, Roger. We're out on the west end of the stall. It'll be there in about 10 minutes.
This Control is 1 to 5-6, standby. Control 1 to 5-6, cancel your last call. Take this one. In the 2900 block on Sepulveda, 2900 Sepulveda, unknown trouble. Our only information so far, woman called for help and dropped the phone. The operator is tracing the call. We'll give exact location. Roll code 2 and stand by.
5-6, Roger.
Code 2. Use your red light. Hurry up. As I was saying, this is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, there is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Southbound on Sepulveda, about the 2000 block, so in a matter of seconds, we'll cover that remaining distance. At the moment, there's just a bit of confusion because we don't know exactly where we're going or what to look for when we get there. As soon as the telephone company can pinpoint that call, Control 1 will radio us. Now, at present time, we just have the approximate location. I was just thinking, a couple of weeks ago, we answered a similar call. A woman was calling the station about a dog license and suddenly dropped the phone and screamed. Seems the roast was burning and she forgot to hang up the phone. Hold on, we're going to flip a turn. Sometime before that, we had the same deal. This time a man shot himself. That's what they mean, unknown trouble. Can't be anything. We're in the immediate area now. Slowing down. Checking the houses as we go. So far, nothing unusual. Most of the houses are
full of activity. 5-6. On your unknown trouble call, the operator states that the call originated at 2913 and a quarter North Sepulveda. At 2913 and a quarter North Sepulveda.
5-6, Roger. We'll be code 6 at that location.
Kirk, flip your light on that white house over there.
No, it says it's 13. Must be in the rear, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Watch it,
Perkins.
Watchers, open up, will you, please?
Nice, look at him. We had a call coming in from this address here, and they all hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have a drink?
No.
Everything okay?
Did you or anybody here call the station?
Man, intoxicated. Says everything's okay.
Nobody. I'm the one
call. Wife coming out of the bedroom.
Oh, he's a freaking...
Armed with a coffee pot.
He's going to jump in the car and run off, said he was drunk. Just because I was late getting home with the children, I took him to the fair. He knew I was taking him to the fair. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in the life, I took him to see the show. They had a circus. And I called him, and he said, well, just stay on with your trees. I'm plenty drunk anyhow. Well, he never drinks. And why he's doing it, he's doing it for some grudge against me or something. But anyhow, he started... cutting up, and so while I hung up, I would have told him right away. He run out the back to get in the car, and when he did, I run behind him and took the keys away from him. When I come back, I let the receiver down, but by the time I got the key and got back in, well, he...
Yeah, we had the operator
face. Yeah, I knew you would. I knew you would be up. I thought you would. I waited. I didn't pull my clothes off until later. I thought you would, Trace, but you come on.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's okay now. Quiet it down.
He's under control.
Well, he better be. I'm beaming. He didn't think I'd call you. First time in married 15 years, the first time he ever pulled something like that. And I mean, it's nothing. He knew where we were, and he, you know, when you go to that fair, you can't go down there and get back. We didn't get away from here at 11 o'clock, and then the show doesn't even start till 8 o'clock, and we didn't even stay for all of it. We left and looked at the fireworks on the way to the car.
Everything's okay now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
just his stupidity, that's all. I can handle him. I'm beating him, but he's a hemophiliac. He's a bleeder, and you don't dare hit him over the head with anything, you know.
Now let's go in the front room. Husband slumped in chair.
I'm sorry about you.
Several empty whiskey bottles on the table.
I'm just having a good time.
You don't normally drink. No. What's the reason? It's right here from 6 to 1 in the morning. Nobody shows up. You think you got a drink or something?
You weren't going to go take your car out someplace, were you?
I was going out and get drunk.
Get drunk? I'd hate to see you anymore.
I'm not drunk.
No, but you've been drinking heavily.
I've been drinking since 6, if that's what you call heavily.
How much you been drinking?
What's on the counter out there?
Well, as long as you stay in your own home and...
I didn't even know she called you,
Jack. Well, don't go out and get in the car, though. Stay inside, okay?
Okay.
And no trouble.
No trouble.
All right.
I'm sorry it bothered you.
All right, no bother. We'll see you later.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
It's a good thing he was a free bleeder. His wife would have really clobbered him over the head.
Yeah, when he sobers up in the morning, he's going to have a headache anyway.
Listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. Each year, more millions of children throng into schools already overcrowded. If your child is to have the education you want for him, it is up to you and the fellow parents in your community to make sure your school is equal to its job. Your efforts, and only yours, will guarantee an up-to-date school for your children. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and your police recorder, Don Reed.
Unit 5-1 to 1, we have two 459 suspects trapped in
in the building at 3207 South Jefferson. Request immediate assistance. Control 1-5-1, stand by. All units in the vicinity, officers need assistance at 3207 South Jefferson. 3207 South Jefferson. 2459 suspects in the building now. Code 2. 5-1, 10-4.
5-6-1, Roger, we're rolling in the car. We'll approach from the north side.
2-4-5-9 suspects means two burglars in the building. Very high rate of speed. Recognize that address. Had an attempt burglary there a few weeks ago. It's a large bottling plant scattered over several acres. Apparently one of our uniform cars has two suspects trapped. And knowing this layout, every second counts. There's a thousand places to hide. The other units answering this call will be coming in with just a red light. Now we haven't far to go, so we didn't take our red lens out of the glove compartment. Under normal conditions, detective units don't leave the red lens on. It's detachable. Matter of a couple more blocks now. Hold on, we're going to flip one. This is the unknown element. What's happened? Are they still there? Have they slipped out? Are they armed? And we're approaching the plant now. Cut our lights. It's getting into a stop. Uniformed officer guarding the door. Guns are out of the holster. Fingers on the safety catchers. Over here. Trapped in the building.
He took a try hanging on the safe in there. And we heard him as he come up. He's in here somewhere. Yeah, he hasn't had a chance to get away. I don't think we can find a light switch.
All right, here's your picture. Hammering on the safe. We're out in the dark yard now. Officers on both sides. Guns out. Large bottling plant. Whole series of trucks lined up. We're all walking along in the dark. You can hear the officers shouting on both sides. We're watching the trucks on both sides. There go the lights on. Now they're switching the lights. This will help us determine if he's in here.
We're all police officers out here. Anyone hiding in there, come out with your hands up.
Then we'll have to dig them out. Here comes another police unit rolling in over on the other side. Going in among the trucks. Large stacks of bottles. Must be 30 feet high. A couple of officers. Perkins is up on top here.
Have you heard this?
Well, he's still around here then.
Only information. Suspects were attempting to break open the safe.
Check all these trucks.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do? Cut your hand?
Yeah, I got a cut on the barbed wire going over.
I'm sure he didn't slip out, huh?
I don't think so. He did. He was awful fast.
What? Walters on the roof.
Passing the word. Detective Walters up on the roof. Just a matter of identification.
Hey, Roger, come out down the alley here. Going west, right down here.
Car just took off. Ronnie? Car just took off going down the alley.
Whereabouts?
Going down this way. West spot. Get back to our car on the double. Walters piling off the roof. Let's get back the car. Sergeant Perkins driving.
What kept you? The old post I used to get up on the roof?
Yeah.
Right, 6-1 on this 459 call. One suspect may be leaving the area west through the alley and southbound on Overland in a light cream Mercury two-tone, possibly with a green top, about a 50 or 51, and it should have one male occupant. We advise all the units to be on the lookout for this car. We might also notify West L.A.
Control
1,
5-6-10-5. Control 1 to all units, southbound on Overland, a possible 459 suspect. Driving a light cream Mercury, 1950 or 51, two-tone, with with the green top. Contains one male suspect, maybe armed. Use caution.
We're skirting the plant to get on the road taken by the suspects, heading south. The geographical picture, on the left beyond the fence, open fields covered with grass, small shrubs. On the right, Malona Creek, large cement viaduct, carries water down to the ocean.
5-4 to all units on this search. We've just contacted a citizen who saw a second male suspect leave the rear of the plant on foot. He's running toward the open field on Overland just a moment ago. Only description, dark suit and hat. Units 5-1 take the north side and 5-3 the south side. We'll cover that area. 5-6, can you read it?
5-6, go ahead.
5-6, Perkins, Lieutenant Kelly wants you to cover the Overland Bridge. Possible the suspect may head for cover under there.
5-6, roger. We're right on top of it now.
Control under all units in the search area. A detective unit will be code 6 in the Overland Bridge area.
Heading down the dirt road toward the bridge. Control 1 just advised the other units that we're going to check out this bridge. Since we're in plain clothes, it's just a precaution against any mistaken identity. Especially since all of us, including the suspects, are wearing dark clothes. It's a little bumpy along here. Here we have.
Kirk, you want to check out the creek bottom, and we'll take the girders over here by the bridge.
Okay, Perk.
Well, let's make our way down now under this bridge, going down the side of the creek, right down the side of the mountain. Way in the background, calls to come over our speaker. We're getting quite a ways from them now. Making our way down through the dark. Frogs off there along the creek bed. Boy, it's dark out here. I dare put a flashlight on. At the moment, get a chance to look under there. Should we flush him out? The eyes wouldn't be accustomed to the light. The second flash, you'll have to get shot. And tomorrow's my day off. Now we're in a cemented area, going down under the bridge. It's dark, pitch dark under here. Hold on, here we go. Under the steel girders. Now we can use a flashlight. Sergeant Perkins off way up, climbing on the overhead beams. See if anyone could be up under there. Up about 50 feet up above us. There are cars shoot over the top of our heads here with these overhead beams making our way along. Now we're on the other side. And we're out in the open now. Along the creek. Probably can hear the water moving on out toward the ocean. Perkins over on the left. He's got a light out, checking some small shacks, wood piles. Well, I guess this is what they call legwork in the business. Let's go back and make our way underneath here again. Down in the dark, caving underneath this bridge. With these crossed, very difficult to walk. It's about a 45-degree angle. More cars over our head. Perkins shouting way out at the entrance. We're way in behind. Now we're on the outside. Make our way back up here again. On up the top of the cliff. Phew. Well, I know why I joined the Air Force in the last war. Well, let's get back.
back to our car again. Well, we proved one thing. He isn't under the bridge anyway.
What are you puffing for? I'm out of shape. My uniform cars have got the area surrounded. It's going to have to show sometime. Kurt, let's get back to the plan. Check out that safe he was working on.
Yeah.
Safe job down here. Suggest you have the officers making the report make a notation that any information regarding the suspect or the suspect's car be kept out of the newspapers.
Control 1 to 5-6-10-4 will make a notation to that effect. KMA 394.
Well, the object of that, of course, was to keep what information we do have out of the newspapers so that the suspects will not have any advantage. Now let's get back to the plant and check out that safe. Of the plant.
Bring my flashlight, will you, Kurt?
Okay.
See, the fingerprint man is here. You want in the building? We preserve the floor. Macro. Here's the picture. Safe about 6 feet tall. The safe is outside, completely out of the cement wall. And the cement is all over the floor. Let's see what they've used the sledgehammer on it, apparently. What do you got there, Bill?
There's a spring here in the floor.
Gee, they broke the... See, that's part of the dial, isn't it?
This is part of the dial. It's half of it. Looks like they moved it in half.
Holy mackerel, they were really going to work with that sledgehammer. There's the top of the dial laying over there.
Here's the handle to the safe to get it through. Here's the pry bar.
Apparently, that's the stuff they brought in with them. Kirk?
Yeah?
Here's they must have brought this stuff in with them, huh? Big pry bar?
Here's
a pry bar.
You know, Bob...
Probably
might have used
these
here, too.
Here is the officer who will take the prints. Officer Ray Lang. Quite a character. He's got this haircut about a quarter of an inch long. Hi, Curly.
Ready?
This is the sledgehammer.
Uh-huh. But you might, just possibly.
Well, the handle's got a good shiny surface, so if there's anything there, we ought to be able to develop it.
Let's now get hold of Hebdor and get some pictures off him back, too.
Okay, fine.
Let's move on out.
Now, that's every one of these windows open. There's even one open in the other office.
I don't know why they get knocked over.
The guys wouldn't even have anything to do that.
I guess that does it here. Walter, Perkins, heading for the car. Well, those guys didn't get the safe open, but they sure got a lot of exercise.
So we didn't get them tonight. They didn't get the money either.
Gentlemen, I say we should earn a cup of coffee. Anybody with me?
Fine.
Yeah, I'm buying.
How can you do that? I can too now.
I believe I could even eat a sandwich.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Let's don't go overboard on this thing.
Well, what are you buying, Don?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
That's better than nothing.
Go have coffee.
Yeah, I'll have that.
Good. Go to the place where we get it free, will you?
What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it actually happened on The Night Watch. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
I hope tonight's first investigation will give you an insight into one of the many problems faced by your local law enforcement officers. When they entered the house on the trouble call, they had to be prepared for any emergency. In reality, it was nothing more than a family quarrel. But regardless, the officers risked their safety in a fast run to the home because of the dangerous possibility that existed. Now, for a moment, I'd like to discuss the final case of the safe burglars. In a fiction program, the suspects would have been apprehended. But Night Watch is real, and in real life, the suspects are not always captured immediately. For example, several important clues as to the suspect's identity were censored out of tonight's broadcast. Considerable progress has been made on the case after many hours of legwork and long stakeouts. However, in the interest of security, up to this moment, no further facts can be revealed. In writing the Night Watch, remember you're listening while it happens. A police officer in the field must make a decision now. He has no way of determining the outcome in advance. His personal safety and your security is based on his training as a police officer. To help understand these problems is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch. Brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.